Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our pre-Shavuah Shir, Sunday morning at the Young Israel Vodmer. We're a little off schedule because the last Sunday Shir was 2 weeks ago only, and usually we try to do Rosh Chodesh time, but next Sunday didn't work for the Young Israel Vodmer, and then it's Shavuos already. So it's not so long. It's about 2 weeks today. It's 2 weeks from today is the first day of Yantif, or if he'll be in Eretz Yisrael, the only day of Yantif. So we're going to be learning b'shus my mother, Baruch Hashem, who is joining us this morning. Today's shiur is called Pirkei Avos, Kabbalas HaTorah through the wisdom of the sages. Please make sure you have a handout from the Bima. So we're going to begin sort of right at the beginning. Well, the beginning is, I need a sitter. 1 second. This might not be the sitter that I need. Oh my gosh, Hashem. Thank you for your patience. Okay, found what I'm looking for. Okay, on the top of your handout, okay, we have the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, which is the second Mishnah in Avos. The first Mishnah in Avos tells us that the Torah is transmitted from Sinai to Moshe down through the ages. Pirkei Avos, Perek Alf, Mishnah Bei. Shimon HaTzadik would say, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omed, upon three things does the world stand, does the world exist, three things that hold up the world, Al HaTorah, on Torah, Vi Al HaAvoda, which used to be Karbano, service in the Beis HaMikdash. Today that translates into Tefillah, Ezi Avoda Shi Belev, Havei Omer Zohi Tefillah, Tainis, right in the beginning of Maseches Tainis, that Avoda today, Avoda Shi Belev is Tefillah, and finally, Vi Al Gmidas Chasadim, which is underlined for you, which is really going to be the focus of our shiur today, because Gemilas Chasadim really represents Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. You sort of have in that Mishnah three elements of divine service, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, you could say, is Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Atzmo. It changes the person himself. Avoda is Bein Adam L'Makom. It is each aspect, by the way, there's overlap. You know the Venn diagram where all three overlap. So there's overlap. Nothing exists totally in isolation in our Avodas Hashem, but Torah is to shape and mold the person himself, Bein Adam La'atzmo, and then you branch out, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro from there, Bein Adam L'Makom. Avoda is talking to the Ribono Sha'olam, Bein Adam L'Makom through Tefillah. And finally, Gemilas Chasadim is, of course, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between man and fellow man. Rabbi Lau comments on this Mishnah, Gemilas Chasadim, kindness is the purpose of creation and the basis of its construction. Olam Chesed Yibaneh, God is always renewing the world through kindness. Kindness is the purpose, says Rabbi Lau in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, of creation and the basis of its construction. The sages teach in the Gemara Maseches Sukkah, giving charity is greater than all of the sacrifices, and the kindness we show each other is more beloved to God than 1,000 burnt offerings of King Shlomo. The trait of kindness, in fact, says the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, determined that man should be created. Yes, there's a handout on the Bima, please take one. The trait of kindness determined that man should be created. The sages teach when Hashem wanted to create man, the ministering angels took opposing positions. Some angelic beings, those representing MS and Shalom, argued that man should not be created because man will not be pure MS and he would certainly not be Rachman al-Etzlan. Shalom either. Man would be false and man would be warlike. But the opposing angelic forces, those of kindness, Gemilas Chasadim, argued for man's creation because man would perform kind deeds. And Rabbi Lau says from the perspective of truth and peace, Emes and Shalom, man should not have been created. What saved man? His capacity for kindness. The capacity to be a Baal Chesed, a Gomel Chesed, saved man. The fact that he could have the capacity to empathize with others, to do for others, to help others, justified his entire existence. And Rabbi Lau says, if a person does not perform acts of Gemilas Chesed, if he is not a person who helps others with acts of Chesed, quote, he removes his sole justification for his existence. Quote, if a person is not a gomel chesed, he removes his sole justification for his entire existence. In the two instances in the Torah where total destruction was decreed by the hand of heaven, in the case of the Dor HaMabel, and in the case of Sodom and Amorah, the reason was the deterioration of kindness. There were other instances in the Torah where there was punishment, but complete annihilation was brought about. Ki mala ha'aretz chamas, says the pasuk in the beginning of Perek Vav in Parshas Noach, mala ha'aretz chamas, and Rashi says lo nechtar gzar dinam ela al hagazel. The gzar din was the final decree was put forth against them for total annihilation. Because of what? Gezel. There's lack of respect for somebody else. There's taking something which does not belong to them. Similarly, the inhabitants of Sodom and Amorah were condemned after the outcry of those that they persecuted and harassed, tormented, rose to the heavens. And Rabbi Lau says, we learn from these two instances that if a person is not a gomel chesed, he removes his sole justification for his existence. I recently read, it was in actually five Times Jewish Times a couple months ago, and I was sorry that I hadn't saved it, a certain article brought by Aryeh Zev Ginsberg, and then interestingly, it appeared in Mishpacha 2 weeks ago, and I was very happy because I hadn't saved it the first time around, and here it was in Mishpacha magazine again. Rabbi Aryeh Zev Ginsberg writes, if not most of us feel that while we need to work on our level of avoda, bein adam lemakom, we need to improve ourselves in the realm of service between us and God, we feel that the effort that we put into bein adam lechavero is sufficient. We're not lacking in bein adam lechavero. After all, we have hatzalah, we have bikur cholim, we have tomchei Shabbos, we have gemachim of all shapes and sizes. Someone was just telling me yesterday, saw such pretty tablecloths at a certain simcha. I said, they're so nice. She said, the tablecloth, gemachim farake, has tablecloths. He says, we have gemachim of all shapes and sizes and much more. And rightfully, we should be able to claim we are succeeding in the realm of bein adam lechavero, an interaction between man and fellow man. However, he writes, it's a long article, I'm not quoting from the whole thing. Recent introspection, he writes, made me realize I have a long way to go in interaction, improving interaction between man and fellow man. He tells two very powerful stories. Years ago, in pre-war Mir, the Talmidim came to the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Lezer Yudof Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and they complained about the paltry stipend? Yeah. Chalukah, stipend, they received that month, and he said to them, Rosh Hashiva said, Rav Lezer Yudof Finkel said, well, I know that you deserve more. I have to save some for future distribution. I can't give you more right now. But we are the rove, the Talmidim said, the majority, and the Rosh Hashiva is the yachid, the minority. And we know that the halacha goes after the rove, and we're asking for more, so we should get more. And then he said, in this case, I am the rove. I, one person, am the majority. And you are the yechidim. You are all singular, so to speak, corrected the Rosh Hashiva, offering an eye-opening explanation that was a lasting lesson for those Talmidim. I am worrying about all of you. So I am the rove. But you are all only worried about yourselves. So you, each one of you, are a yachid. Here's another incredible story, writes Rabbi Ginsberg, about the Chazon Ish that depicts his deep empathy for others. It was after World War II. There was a large girls' orphanage that opened in Bnei Brak, and it housed hundreds of young girls, Holocaust survivors, who had lost their entire family, Rachmana Litzlan, in the Shoah. They had no parents to care for them. Once a few neighbors of the orphanage came to the Chazon Ish to complain. What was the complaint? And Shabbos, the girls sit together. They sing Zmiros. You could hear their voices outside of the building. It's Kol Isha. It's an outrage. I am quoting from Mishpacha. It was also in 5 Times Jewish Times. Rabbi Aryeh Zev Ginsberg tells the story. It's Kol Isha. It's an outrage. The Chazon Isha's face lit up, and he happily responded, "You don't know how happy you just made me." Yiddish Meidelech, torn away from their parents who were murdered in the camps, with hardly any memories of what the Shabbos table really looked like back in Europe, feel so at home in this orphanage that they're happy that they sit down together on Shabbos, that they can sing Zmiros. I cannot thank you enough for bringing me this wonderful Besura Tova, this good news. We see then, says Rabbi Ginsberg, the avoda of Bein Adam Lamakom, we know it's never ending. It continues to the very last breath we take in this world. We don't know. A person doesn't know. Rachmana Litzlan, from one day, from one moment to the next. But he says the same is true of our avoda Bein Adam Lachaveiro. Whenever we think we have reached the peak of concern and doing for others, we have to realize our journey has only just begun. I thought that it was a very poignant and relevant and important and timeless message as we come closer to the final days of Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, as we approach Zman Matan Toraseinu, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged HaHar. It was made into a song, it's so famous, and Israel camped there, beginning of Perek Yutas and Precious Yisrael. Israel camped there opposite the mountain, and of course Rashi tells us, why were they worthy for Matan Torah at that time? Vayichan is the Yachid, the singular, Kiyush Echad, Be'elev Echad. They of course camped like one man with one heart. When you were in pain, I'm in pain. When you're happy, I'm happy. When you're in need, I'm in need. When you're having a simcha, it's my simcha too. Kish echa believe achad. Rashi there continues and says all the other encampments were with machlokas. Rashi actually says that what made them worthy to have Torah at this time was that feeling of vayichan, that we're all in this together. And it is an opportune time as we learn through Pirkei Avos during these spring weeks before Shavuos. Some have a custom to continue after Shavuos through Rosh Hashanah, which Pirkei Avos is replete with messages about strengthening our Torah observance, but almost as many references, if not more teachings, about strengthening our observance between Adam and Chaveiro. So we are on a journey. We're going from slavery to freedom. We're going from Egypt to Sinai, from Avadim Leparo to Ovdei Hashem, from Tuma to Tahara. To mark this journey, we count 49 days. Each day is own mitzvah. And the Pasuk tells us, for those who learned with me last week, you know much more about this in depth, but the Pasuk tells us, Usfartem lacham mimacharas ha-shabbos miyom havi'ochem es ha-omer ha-tadufa sheva shabbosos temimos tiyana. We are in the middle of counting these 7 complete weeks that begin from the morrow of Pesach until the Yom Tov of Shavuos ad mimacharas ha-shabbos ha-shvi'is until the morrow of the Shabbos, the 7th week, Tisru chamishim yom. You count until 50 days, which is really 49 days, and then you bring a mincha chadasha la-Hashem. You bring the wheat offering from the first crops. It is a new mincha. Also a reference to the person should make himself into a new mincha. We craft a mincha chadasha l'Hashem. Don't come to Hashem the same that you were 7 weeks ago. Mincha chadasha, make yourself a new mincha. You're new. You're the new offering. You're the new karban. You're a new person. I saw something great in the Jewish Star 2 weeks ago, and I saved it because I thought this is going to come in a shir, and here it is. Rabbi Avi Billet has a weekly parsha column. And this is how he starts this article. Did you count Sfir last night? Did you make up for it in the morning? Are you still counting with a bracha? Do you have an app to remind you to count the Omer? Do you have a WhatsApp group that helps you count? In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, most view the mitzvah to count Omer as a rabbinic commandment. For those of you who learned with me last week, that makes perfect sense. It was brought, if we counting because Avi, who was here last week, who learned with me, we count because of the Karban Omer, the barley offering that was brought in the temple. There's no more temple. There's no more barley offering. There's no more Mincha Chadasha wheat offering on Shavuos. Most view the command to count Sfiras HaOmer today as a mitzvah derabanan, as a nod to a different time, and yet people are so very careful to fulfill it. Many mitzvos, however, of the Torah are applicable in our time, as deoraisa. No temple required. And they are applicable all the time, so we don't even make a blessing on them. Why don't we get the same kind of reminders to fulfill them? For example, maybe we should have WhatsApp groups called V'ahavta Recha Kamocha. Did you fill the mitzvah today? Maybe we should have WhatsApp groups of Lo Seilech Rachil Ba'amecha. Are you sure you did this today? V'hadarta Pnei Zakeh Mipnei Seiva Takub Midvar Shaker Tirchak. It's such a geschmack point. I get 2 nightly reminders, one from the OU and one from a different group. I forward one to one person, I forward one to other 2 people. And did you count? Did you remember? I'm not sure if I made a bracha. What do I do now? It's good. I'm not, by the way, please, Khalila, I'm not recommending that you should leave here and start stop counting Sfiras HaOmer. But like, what about all the mitzvahs that no temple required, says Rabbi Avi Billet, that are still very much applicable today? Why don't we have reminders to fulfill them? We are good at ritual. He says, we're good at fulfilling commands between man and God. This is very similar to what Rabbi Aryeh Zev Ginsburg writes. But what about the between man and fellow man Torah obligations? A mitzvah is a commandment which makes us better people. Sometimes it's between us and God. He doesn't need the mitzvah, we need the mitzvah. And when it becomes something that enhances other people's lives, it's a good thing. We should be as careful, if not more careful, about reminding ourselves to do those category of Torah mandated mitzvahs as we are about Sfiras HaOmer. Again, this doesn't mean leave your and don't count Sfiras HaOmer tonight, but let's put things into perspective. Maybe we should also focus as much as we focus on Sfira, on not becoming angry, on not being impatient, on not being judgmental, which is going to be the next thing we're going to discuss. We should become experts in promoting and performing mitzvos bein adam lechavero, that put other people up. Through this, we will merit to bring God into our lives. Veli Melech Biderman tells over last week's parsha. There was a Torah scholar who did not want to be occupied with deeds of chesed. Ashlosh advarim ha'olam omid al Torah v'al avoda v'al gemilas chesedim. You need all three things. You need Torah in your life. You need tefillah, avoda in your life, and you must have gemilas chesedim in your life. There's a certain Torah scholar who did not want to be occupied with deeds of chesed and helping others. He loved Torah. He wanted it to be his primary occupation. And therefore, he would go around and he would quote, which is why I said I need a sitter, the Mishnah from Peah that we say every morning, which is actually on your handout, but you have an abridged version, which is why I went to get it, okay? So, Sechash Shabbos Kuf Chaf Zayin, 127. These are the things that man eats the fruit of his work. You reap the reward of your work in this world. It'll be better for you in this world if you engage in these acts of kindness. But in the next world, that's where your real reward is. Honoring your father and mother. I'm welcoming guests. Vikur cholim, visiting the sick. Hachnasas kala, helping the kala, gladdening the kala. Uvaya sameis, rachmanu latzlan, accompanying the nifter. Viun tefila, being absorbed in prayer. Tefila, avoda. Vavasham ben adam lechaveiro. In a sukh sfard, we say, ubein ish leishto. V'tam Torah, you all know. Keneged kulam. So al pipsha, what does it make it sound like? Those chasadim are all nice, but if you put what on the other side of the scale? Talmud Torah, they're going to weigh each other out. It's going to be a balance. You can put all the bein adam mechaveru, kibud ava eng, mizcha, sadim, hachnasas kal, bikur, cholim, hachnasas archim, vayas, ames, ava shalom. If you put all of those on this side of the scale, and then you put Talmud Torah on this side of the scale, it's going to balance each other out. Keneged kulam. Okay. Rav Zusha of Anapoli told this certain fellow who didn't want to be involved in chesed, only Torah story. Once a wealthy person bought an expensive jacket. Everybody in town was speaking about that beautiful jacket. It was the most exquisite and most beautiful coat that they had ever seen. A poor person saw the commotion. He decided he's going to save penny upon penny or whatever currency they had in those days to buy the same jacket. He saved up. When he had enough money, he bought the same jacket that the rich man has. He came to town and he's expecting to hear compliments, but whoever saw him laughed. Nobody praised him. Why did the wealthy man get praised when he had that coat and everyone is laughing at me? He finally asked someone. So this person answered, "Your beautiful jacket is beautiful. It has to come along with a clean shirt, polished shoes, a new hat, and so on. Your shirt is dirty and torn. Your shoes are scuffed. Your hat is bent out of shape. They don't go together with an expensive jacket. On you, it doesn't look beautiful. It looks funny and out of place." Rav Zusha of Anapoli said, the Mishnah we say in the morning lists the good deeds that earn the reward in both this world and in the next world. We mention honoring parents, doing loving kindness, accompanying the niftar, helping the bride, hosting guests, and we conclude and say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. What exactly does Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam mean? Learning Torah is on the highest level, he said, and through studying we earn the utmost reward in this world and in the next world. But when is Torah good? Only when it is done in the framework of, opposite of, keneged all the mitzvos bein adam lechaveru. Torah without chesed is compared to a person in tatters who puts on a fancy jacket. It isn't beautiful. It's just out of place. So too, Torah without the aspect of gemilas chasadim isn't beautiful either. It doesn't mean if you put it on the scale, it would weigh out and balance out. It means keneged. It needs to be done in conjunction with all of those mitzvos. And it's not an accident that as we dafka climb up to Sinai, we learn Pirkei Avos. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. I already mentioned the Rashi said Kish Echad Believe Echad. Hani Machlis Allah HaHasham brings down a beautiful teaching. Vayichan is to see the Chain in your fellow Jew. Vav and Yod He singular Chain. Vayichan. Not only to camp like one man with one heart, but to see the Chain, the beauty, the charm, the preciousness, the goodness. World that you cannot translate in your fellow Jew. If you look on your handout, please, Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, says Avos 1:6 on your handout. Yeshua ben Parachia said, Asei lecha rav, you should make for yourself a rav. Knei lecha chaver, you should acquire for yourself a friend. Veheveidan es kol ha'adam l'kaf zechos. A saying that we have heard time and again, that no matter how many times we hear it, it's still very difficult to, for some reason and somehow, to fulfill. And you should judge every man for the merit, lekafsuchos, for the side of benefit. Okay. Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch writes on his commentary on Pirkei Avos, teacher and friend, asei lecha rav, ukenei lecha chaver, teacher, rav, chaver, friend. These appellations represent the highest level on which we can cherish another human being. The highest level of cherishing another human being, and we're not talking about here about immediate family members, rav and chaver. As a rule, there are only a few whom we can designate on this level. There are only select few who you would say is your rav, maybe one, maybe more. Select few who could say your chaver. We know it's true. We have a lot of acquaintances, and that's important, and it's nice. You're part of a community. But how many are your true chaver? But even if there are only a few people chosen by us to whom we refer to as Rav and Chaver that we're so close to, we nevertheless must be careful. He's connecting the beginning of the Mishnah with the end of the Mishnah. Even though you might have only one or two who would say, Achesei lecha Rav. And only a handful, Knei lecha Chaver. What does the end, Hei Veidanis Kol Adam Lekav Zchus, have to do with the beginning of the Mishnah? So Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch says, even though there are only a select few individuals in your life who fit into the category of Rav and Chaver, nevertheless, Hei Veidanis Kol Ha'adam L'Kav Zchus. You don't feel to be a kindred spirit with everybody, certainly not with most people. You don't feel that most people are your teacher or your mentor. Nevertheless, we must not be so arrogant as to keep aloof from other people. It should be our endeavor to keep the best possible opinion of all men. Whether they're our Rav and Chaver, or whether they're not our Rav or not our Chaver. Even in instances where their conduct seems to be dubious and questionable, we should be as charitable as possible in our judgment of them. So let's look at the Gemara. So do you understand that Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch connects the beginning of the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah? It's true, you have a handful of trends. It's true, you primarily have one Rav who you ask your Shayas to, maybe one who you go to a Dracha to, one for Hashkava. How many Rabbanim in your life are your guiding Rav? Nevertheless, if Eidan is called Adam Kavskos Hashkafically, you're different than someone, personality-wise, you're different than someone. It's okay. You still have to feel that you are connected by the very fact that you are both Jews. Let's look at this unbelievable piece of Gemara. Masechah Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, Amud Beis. Tani Rabbanan. Hadan Chaveru L'Kav Zchus, Danin Oso L'Zchus. Okay, I underlined that for you. The Gemara begins by telling you that one who judges his friend for the side of merit, for giving him the benefit of the doubt, you will be judged by heaven with the benefit of the doubt. Okay? You judge somebody for the benefit of the doubt, and then the next day you did something that looks dubious in Shemayim, so heaven's going to say, "Oi, it was hard for them. Oi, God's going to say, I also made a Yetzer Hara. Oi, they couldn't resist. Hashem's going to give us the benefit of the doubt if we judge others with the benefit of the doubt." You may have heard this story outside. Let's look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Bit of a lengthy piece. I'm going to go through the whole thing with you and translate it. Maisa ba'adam achad. It was a certain maisa with a certain person. Sheyirad mi Galil ha'elyon. He lived in the north in Israel. Galil ha'elyon, the upper Galilee. V'niskar etza balabais achad b'darom shalosh shanim. He went down to the south and he got employment with a certain bal habais for 3 years. Erev Yom Kippur amar lo. Erev Yom Kippur came and he said to the bal habais, Tein li sechari, please pay me my wages. Ve'eleich, I'm going to go. Term of employment is up. I'm going to take my money. I have to azun mazon. I have to go home and provide for my wife and my children. Amar lo, Balabai says, Ainli ma'os. I don't have any money. Okay, says the worker. Tainli payros. You don't have money, so give me some fruit. Give me some produce. Give me something you grew. At least let me go home with food. I worked for you for 3 years. Amarlo Ainli. So the Baal Bayis says, oh, I don't have that to give you either. No produce, no fruit. Tainli karka, give me a plot of land. Ainli, I don't have. Tainli behema, maybe you have an animal, a cow, I could get milk, in a few years I could shecht it. Ainli. Tainli karum ukesasos, give me pillows and cushions. Ainli, I don't have. He spiel kelav lacharav, he slung his possessions behind him. Vahalach lebeso, he goes to his house. Bepachi nefesh, he's very dejected, low soul. He works for 3 years. He asks for money. I don't have money. He asks for produce. I don't have produce. He asks for pillows and cushions. I don't have pillow and cushions. He asks for a field. I don't have a field. He asks for an animal. I don't have an animal. He goes home after 3 years of work with nothing. La'achar haragal, paragraph 2 on that piece of Gemara. La'achar haragal, after the Yantif, not right, it was Erev Yom Kippur, so now it's after Yantif, after Sukkot. Nata Baal Bayis Secharo Biyado. The Baal Bayis takes the wages that he owes in his hand. V'imo Masui, and he has with him Shalosh Chamarim. He takes 3 donkeys laden with goods. Echad Shom Machal, 1 donkey is food. Echad Shom Mishta, 1 donkey is drink. Echad Shom Mine Migadim, sweet pastries, sweet delicacies. V'halach lo lebeso, and he goes over to his worker's house in the south. Achasha achlu v'shasu. They sit down, they eat, and they drink. Natan lo scharo. After the festive meal and the reunion that they have, he pays him his wages. Amarlo, the Baal Bayis says to the guy who works for him, v'sha'asha amarti li teini schari v'amarti ein li maz. When you said to me, pay me my wages, and I said, I don't have money, b'machasha datani, what did you, choshed, what did you suspect me of? Amarti. Does everyone know with me? I'm on the third paragraph, Masecha Shabbos. It says Shabbos 127b on your handout. Third paragraph. What did you suspect me of when you said, give me money, and I said, pay me? I don't have any money. Amarti. I said, Shama Pirak Matya Bizal Nizdam Nalacha V'lakachta Ben. I thought maybe you had an opportunity to buy merchandise at a very low price. Bizal, it was cheap. It was a good mitzia for you. So you bought it. So you took my money to invest in that inexpensive item. Bishasha Amarti li Taini Behema V'amarti Ainli Behema B'machashadatani. When you said to me, okay, so pay me with an animal, and I said, I don't have an animal, what did you suspect me of? Amarti. So I thought, Shama Muskeres B'yarachayru, maybe your animal was hired out by somebody else. Maybe it was a socher. Maybe you've hired out your animal. Somebody needed a donkey, you gave him your donkey. I don't know. Bishasha Amarti li Taini Karka. When you said to me, give me a plot of land, V'amarti lecha Ainli Karka, and I said, you know, I don't even have a plot of land to give you. But machasha datani, what did you suspect me of? Amarti. I said, shama much keres biad acherim. Maybe you leased your field to somebody else. Is everyone with me? Look at the level. It sounds, you know, like a nice story. Look at the madriga of this guy. We don't do, excuse me, I don't, who does this? I work for you for 3 years. You're not going to pay me? Put up your dukes. Give me a field. You don't have a field? I'm going to hold you hostage. Give me some fruit. You don't have fruit? I'm going to raid your pantry. Who goes out of the way that everything you ask for, must be a good reason? Apply this to our regular lives. It's like almost impossible. Almost. Ubishasha martelacha ainli peiros. And when you asked me for fruit, I said, I don't have fruit. But machashadatani, what did you suspect me of? Amarti said, Shama ainan moseris. Maybe he didn't take my sir. Maybe I can't have his fruits. Ubishasha martelacha ainli karmikasasos. And when I said, I don't have pillows and cushions, what did you suspect me of? And I said, maybe everything is hektesh to Shemaim. Maybe everything was hektesh. It was made holy to God. You're not allowed to partake of it. Amarlo. So he said to him, kachaya. You know what he said? It's exactly what you said. Hadarti kol nechasai b'shvil herkunis b'ni shalo asak b'torah. I made a vow against all my possessions because of herkunis, my son, who doesn't learn Torah. Therefore, he didn't want to benefit from them. First of all, I can't go into depth. I don't learn Gemara. I didn't have time to look up exactly what it means. But in the art school, with the footnotes, his son herkunis was not learning Torah. And therefore, this Baal Bayis didn't want to benefit, so he made everything hektish. He set it aside. Right? For purposes of our shir, that's enough. Ukashabasi eitzel chaveri bidaram, hitiruli kol nederai. I came to my friends in the south, and they were matir my neder. So everything that I made hektish, I am now allowed to take benefit from. V'ata. And how does he conclude? And for you. Kishem shedananti lizchus. Just like you judge me for the benefit of the doubt. Hamakom yadin otcha lizchut. You should also be judged for the benefit of the doubt. This, the worker who toiled for 3 years went out of his way in every instance to think of a reason why he must not be getting paid. This is courage par excellence. This is Ezu Giber, Kovesh Yisro, Pirke Avos, Mishnah, Parak Dalet, Mishnah, if we just read it on Shabbos. Who is a white, mighty warrior, says the Mishnah? Not one who captures a city, but one who conquers his evil inclination. Something seems so obvious in your life. Somebody must have done it and they didn't do it. Something seems so obvious. That person must have said it and they didn't say it. It happens all the time. My husband heard Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita say a beautiful var. Hevedanis kala adam the kafsos. We're talking about this mishnah is bidi eved. Lechatchila, you shouldn't be judging anybody ever for anything. It's like secondary to be giving people the benefit of the doubt. Primary is don't judge them in the first place. Then you don't need to give anybody the benefit of the doubt because you're not passing judgment, which we spend so much time doing. How can we strive to attain a goal? This midah. Rapam says midos are called midos. Character traits are midos. Lashon Kodesh is so beautiful because it really means measure. You are measurement of who you are as a person. The measurement of who I am as a person is my midos. It is clearly a midah that's so difficult to attain. How can we strive to always give others the benefit of the doubt? Perhaps the answer lies in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishnah, Chaf Beis, bottom of page 1. It says, Avos 5:22, thank you for the water. Tizkul mitzvos. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehi Abedvaro. Amen. I didn't have time to bring water this morning. It was a busy morning, getting the kids off school, getting myself ready, reviewing the shiur, etc. I said, okay, I'll have to make do without water. But you know, I was thinking to myself, if you listen online, does everybody else always make a bracha in the middle of shiur, take water? I'm not sure. Me, always. Thank you. So maybe the answer lies in this Mishnah. Bottom of page 1. We're going to turn over in the middle of the Mishnah to the top of page 2. Kol mi sheyesh bido shlosha dvarim halalu. Anyone who has in his hand these three things. By the way, it's very relevant that Chazal say biyado. Something that's in your hand, you're really grasping. You're holding on to it. If you have something in your hand, it means you own it, so to speak. You understand? I possess or I own it. Kol mi sheyesh biyado. Doesn't she say whoever has these three things? Whoever has in his hand, you are in possession of this matter. You're grasping onto it. It's very real for you. Something in your hand is real. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? Yeah? Doesn't just say you have these three things. You're holding them, so it's real to you. We haven't been with him since back in Bereshis, but we remember who he is. You're from the students of Avraham Avinu. We're coming up to Bamidbar. Soon we're going to be learning about Bilam. If you have these three things in your hand, they're very real to you. So you have descended from the Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu. And if you have three other things in your hand, you have descended, Rachman al-Islam, from the Beis Medrash of? You don't want to be in his Beis Medrash. Lahavdil, Bilam Rasha. Talmidah, please turn the page over to the top of page 2. Talmidah shall Avraham Avinu, the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. I underlined it for you. Ayin Tova, a good eye. The Ruach Nemucha, these are very hard to translate. A low spirit. The Nefesh Shefala, a humbleness. You don't walk around haughty. I am the best thing since Adam. Ha, that's very funny. You know why? You probably could say Avram was the best thing since Adam. You don't walk around the best thing since Adam, pun is intended. You're a low spirit, a humble person. You have a good eye. Talmid of Shabbat, you didn't like my joke? It wasn't on purpose. It was very good. Nobody laughed. Talmid of Shabbat, Bilam HaRasha, the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, Ayin Ra'a, you view everything in a very negative light. Ruach Gevoha, you have a very haughty, high spirit. V'nefesh Rechava, a wide soul. Ma bein Talmid of Shabbat, Avraham Avinu, the Talmid of Shabbat, Bilam HaRasha, what's the difference between Talmidim, the students of Avram, and the students of wicked Bilam? Talmidim shall Avram Avinu, the students of Avram Avinu who have a good eye and a low spirit and a narrow soul. They don't need so much. They're very humble and they see everything with a positive light. Excuse me, Ochlin ba'olam haza. This is similar to the Mishnah and Peah with which we started. You benefit, you improve your life in this world. Forget Olam Haba for a minute, okay? As if it were possible. You're just going to have a better life in this world. If that's your personality, if that's your character trait, you're going to be happier. Your interaction with fellow men will be happier. Your relationship with God will be happier. I'm not even talking about getting to the next world. Hakaren kayemes lo olam haba. Even in this world, you'll just have a more pleasant, fulfilling, peaceful, satisfactory existence. If you have an ayin tova, a ruach nemucha, and a nefesh shefela, you'll be a happier person. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ochim ba'olam haza. You're going to eat, so to speak, the fruits of your labor in this world. V'nochalim ba'olam haba. Furthermore, you will inherit in the next world. If you think it's going to be good for you here, if you're that kind of person, wait till you get to the next world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Mishnah, lahanchil ohavai yesh. I will cause those that love me to inherit lahanchil. Ve'otzrosehim amalei. I will fill their storehouses with reward. They will inherit the next world, and their storehouses will be filled with reward. Aval tamidav shel bilim harasha. But the students of wicked bilim yarshim gehenim. That means that corresponds to this world. They're going to live in Gehenim in this world. A person with a wicked eye and a broad spirit and a wide soul who's always desiring and a haughty person who looks down on everyone else, Yarshin Gehenim. His life in this world is going to be Gehenim. The Yardin Lebe'er Shachas. And in the next world, he's going to descend deep into the pit, the grave. Shenem, Mars the Pasuk says, and Tim, Va'ata Alokim, and you, God, Tori Dem Lebe'er Shachas, put them down into the grave. Anshe Dami, men of blood. Blood. Umirma desipa achicha. Bimirma lo yachatsu yimeim. They won't even live out half their lives. Vani eftachbach. God says, David Melch, I trust in you to take those wicked people and give them what they deserve. Hani Machlis taught. We know in Bereishis, Hashem says, after he created the world. Okay, the very last pasuk, aperek al pasuk lamed al vayar elokim eskal asher asa vihine tov meod. God saw all that he did, and behold, it was very good. He sits back, says Hani. He sits back, he sees everything he accomplished. It's very good. It sounds like, now I'm just quoting Hani Machlis, Allah Shalom. It sounds like he's patting himself on the back, Chas v'Shalom. Why did he say that? Why did Hashem need to say that he sat back and he looked at everything he did and it was very good? He's teaching us, he's impressing upon us that the world is good and we should appreciate it. As Kol Asher Asa V'Hinei Tov Me'od, we should enjoy it. Not only is it good, and not only should we enjoy it, that's objective, it's good. And God says you have permission to enjoy. But subjectively, we should seek out the positive. Vayar. We have a positive command, v'alacha bidrachav. I quoted Avim Maseches Sota, Yudalad Amar Aleph. What does it mean to go in his ways? V'alo, and doesn't the Torah not say Hashem is an esh acha, consuming fire? So the Gemara says to go in God's ways is leilech achar midosav shel kosh brachu. We have to emulate God. So if the Ribbono Shalom sits down and says he sees everything is good, so and he says, what's he teaching us? The world is good objectively, and we should enjoy it. However, we have to perceive the goodness in the world. Once I was on a bus, she says, I met a woman from a university. I was smiling at one of the children, and this lady said in Hebrew, oh, you look so happy. I don't know what there is to be happy about. The world is so full of evil and corruption. And she was going on and on. Look at the government. Look at the situation with the Arabs. Look, nobody has respect for each other. She was going on for 5 minutes. So then she was quiet, and I said to her, you know, I think the world is a beautiful place to live in. We have health. We have sunshine. We have water. We have Eretz Yisrael. She looked at me like I was crazy. She said, I never met anyone who thinks like you. And I thought to myself, I bet her mother talked like that to her. The truth is, says Henny, we have to cultivate an ayin tova. We have to work to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayar, it took him 31 psukim, so to speak, to say, Vayar Elokim eskal asher asa v'hinei tov me'od. It's a process to see that tov is not just tov, it's me'od. We have to work on it. There was a guy, says Henny, he walked into the Beis Medrash after lunch. He saw his friend had a squirt of ketchup on his face. The next friend had a squirt of ketchup on his shirt. The next friend had a squirt of ketchup on his gemara. Then he took off his glasses. We have to know not to complain. And the tikkun, says Henny, is we have to put on clean glasses, wipe off the ketchup, glasses of emuna, hakaras hatov, ayin tova, appreciating what we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see the good in what he gives us. We should look around and not complain. Hashem, like you. I want to see the positive in my husband, in my children, in my neighbors, in my friends, in Am Yisrael. That relates to Hevedan, it's called Adam Akav Schus. We're trying to put a lifetime of work in a 1 hour shir. We're trying to put a lifetime of work, some perspective in a 1 hour shir. How can we accomplish or attain the midah, the measure, the character trait of judging every person for the benefit of the doubt? Then Ayin Tova. Because if you see things with an Ayin Tova, then it goes back to Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita. Then you're not judging in the first place. Then you don't need to be Kav Schus because everything is good. If you look at the Pasuk in Tehillim, please, Perek Lamed Dalet, it says Tehillim 34. Pasuk Yud Gimel through Yud Zayin. I'm on page 2 of your handout. So the pasuk says, "Miha isha chafetz chaim, ohev yamim lir ostov." Okay. So how is this pasuk usually punctuated? Who is the man who desires life, who loves days to see God? Usually, question mark. Nitzar l'shon chamera, answer. So pasuk Yud Gimel, the first one would be the question, and the answer begins on pasuk Yud Dalet. Nitzar l'shon chamera, usvasecha medaber mirma. Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from deceit. Stay away from bad. Do good. Seek peace. Run after it, because God's eyes are on the righteous and He listens to their outcry. Hashem looks at the deeds of the wicked and He will destroy them from the earth. Okay. So usually pasuk Yud Gimel, which is the first line in that excerpt from Tehillim, is the question, and pasuk Yud Dalet, the second question, is the answer. I punctuate that paragraph. I punctuate it differently. Question: Miha isha chafetz chaim ohev yamim. Put your question mark after ohev yamim. The answer does not begin in pasuk Yud Dalet on the next line, which is what we usually think. The answer begins at the end of pasuk Yud Gimel. Miha isha chafetz chaim ohev yamim. Are you a man who loves, desires life, who loves days? Question mark. If you are, I'll tell you the answer, says David HaMelech. Lir os tov. The beginning of the entire answer flows from having an ayin tova. You must see the good. If you see the good, that's the beginning of the answer. Then, of course, Nitzar L'shon Chameira, you will have nothing negative to say if you see the good. Usvasecha medaber mirma, your lips will never speak deceit if you're aliros tov. Of course, you will stay away from bad and do good and chase after peace. And the answer begins at the end of Pasuk Yud Gimel. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chaim ohev yamim? Question mark. Lir os tov. In her footsteps, in the Henny Machas book, there's a section called In Her Footsteps, where people emulate her ways or relate things that they have learned based on her actions. Baruch relates, I live near a shtiva called Zichron Moshe. It's a real minion factory. I daven there Shabbos morning, and when my minion finishes, which is sort of late, there's another minion beginning after mine. For the longest time, all I could think to myself is, come on, there's a minion beginning now? It's so late. Where have you people been all morning? But this past Shabbos, I thought to myself, what would Rebbetzin Machlis think about this? It was so obvious. She would be so happy. People are just coming to shul to talk to Hashem. It doesn't matter what time. There's a human being talking to his father. And for the first time, I felt really happy about that meaning. I finally wasn't critical anymore. You cannot separate Hevedanis Kla Adam Akav Schus, one teaching of the Mishnah, from having an Ayin Tova, another teaching of the Mishnah. Fundamental to judging people to the side of merit, the world to the side of merit, Kaviyachal, the actions of the Ribbono Shel Olam, our very own selves. By the way, it's important to have an Ayin Tova for your own self, is to have an Ayin Tova. Pirkei Avos. It says on your hand, Avos 1:15, Shammai would say, Perek Av, Mishnah Tesvav, Shammai would say, now remember who's Shammai? The Machmir, if you have to say. And who's Hillel? The Meikel. That's my own words. Okay. But Shammai is the one who said to the convert, teach me Torah, like Achas. Shammai took a metal rod and pushed them away. And Hillel says, come, I could teach you, sit down with me. Look what Shammai says. Asei Torascha Kiva, make sure Torah learning is permanent. And mar ma'at, speak little, va'asei harbe. You don't need to talk so much. You need to do a lot. The hevi mekabel es kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafos. And you should greet every person with a pleasant demeanor, a pleasant face. Furthermore, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tazayin, it says 3:16, hevi mekabel es kol ha'adam b'simcha. You should greet every person with simcha. Rabbi Lau comments and says, interestingly, on 1:15, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tazvav, interestingly, it is Shammai, who is known for his legalistic approach, who tells us you have to greet others pleasantly. We can infer from this that this is not going beyond the letter of the law. It's not like something extra nice, because it's not Hillel who's teaching us this. Who is it? Beis Shammai. This practice is not generosity. That's lifni mishur sadin. It is one's basic duty. Excuse me, Rav Yisrael Salanter would say, related to this, your face is public property. How many times a day do we see ourselves? A few times that you look in the mirror. A few times. How many times a day do other people see your face? All the time. Our Savior Panim Yafos is not public property. It's not private property. Rabbi Lau says, because it's Shammai who teaches this, and not Hillel, we learn from here that this is not something extra nice. It's the basic requirement and duty of a Jew. So fundamental is this. And the sages teach, if you know someone usually greets you, you should go out of your way to greet him first. And Rabbi Lau actually quotes the pasuk we just looked at in Tehillim, as the pasuk says, Sur me rava seto bakke shalom veradfehu. Run after peace with other people. Run after your savior panim yafos. Shammai impresses upon us the importance of learning Torah. Say Torah s'chakava. However, more than one person has mistakenly believed, Rabbi Lau, more than one person has mistakenly believed Torah learning is of such primary importance, it compromises one's sole obligation in life. It's a mistake. That is not so, as made clear by Shammai. You have to say little, do a lot, and perform many good deeds. You might think you need to withdraw from contact with others. Asay teras chakva. Amor ma'at, that is not the case. Immerse yourself in society, greet others pleasantly, make sure to do Allah. Acting kindly towards others, says Rabbi Lau, is no less important than Torah learning. One second. Rabbi Lau further points out, we must gladly greet everyone, each human being. This is his commentary, Rabbi Lau's commentary on Perek Gimel Mishnah Tazayin 3:16. Hevi mekabel es kol adam b'simcha. You must greet everyone gladly. And the Hebrew for everyone, kol ha'adam, by the way, can be translated as the entirety of a person. It doesn't just mean every person. It means the whole person, with both his good points and his bad points. We're not the ein dan yichidi ala echad, say Chazal in Pirkei Avos. Ein dan yichidi ala echad. There's only one dayan. There's only one judge. I have an obligation to be mekabel kol ha'adam. A person has good points, a person has bad points, says Rabbi Lau. We don't have a natural ability to always empathize with others, but we can acquire this until simcha can become part of our nature. It's something we have to work on to be mekabel kol ha'adam. It relates back to Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver, says Rav Shlomo Shem Falhirsch. You don't have a natural affinity to most of the people in the world. It does not excuse you from your savior panim yafos and mekabel besimcha. Avos 1:14, last source. By the way, you realize like learning Pirkei Avos could be like a multi-year shiur series. It would be a very beautiful idea to go through Pirkei Avos. It's such a nice idea. I don't know, maybe one day. Right? Every shiur, 1 hour shiur once a week. Every shiur, one Mishnah. I like it. Yeah. Okay, we'll keep it in mind. When it comes, you'll say you heard it first. It's just snippets. We're going through 6 chapters of Pirkei Avos over 6 weeks. This is not a comprehensive shiur, but we're trying to form some important hashkafas to help us in our lives, in an avoda of a lifetime, and in the time that we have left, so we can too can come to and say, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, I camped Ki'ish Achar B'lei V'chad, and I saw the chain in my fellow human being. And it's not just for Matan Torah, which is coming up on Vav Sivan, which is the 50th day since we brought the Korban Omer. It is for our entire lives. This isn't a voda that runs out. Remember, we have a WhatsApp. It's very nice. Did you count Sfira? We should maybe have WhatsApps. Did you love your fellow as you love yourself? Did you give everyone the benefit of the doubt today? Did you speak Lashon Hara today? I don't know. Hillel would say, Okay, so we just spoke about what Shammai says. Now let's talk about Hillel. Bottom of page 2. Im ein anili mili. If you're not going to do your avodas Hashem, who's going to do it for you? You can't hire someone else to make you into a good person. How easy that would be. What kind of life would that be? Ukshanila asmi mani. But nevertheless, you have to work on yourself. It's such an avoda to break your teva. Such an avoda. This past Friday, Chaste Hashem Olam Hashira, I was very calm. Baruch Hashem. Friday's not such an easy day for me. I don't have help in the house. Baruch Hashem, I full-time work. I'm also Baruch Hashem Schus, preparing a home for Shabbos, going to the grocery. Hashem helps me find the time, but sometimes I feel very pressured. This past Friday, I said my whole avoda, I'm sharing something very personal, but it has a funny ending. My whole avoda of the day, besides for getting the food on the table, going to the grocery, cooking everything, exercising, my whole avoda of the day is staying calm. It doesn't matter what else you do today. Just, not that, who was there last Wednesday night and heard me talk about this, putting the reminder on my phone. Okay, it's on YU Torah. You could hear the beginning of the Shira online. So my whole avoda is staying calm. Not that I go around screaming at people, but I feel very nervous. Right? My whole avoda is staying calm. It doesn't matter what else I do. So Baruch Hashem, you should help me to continue. I was able to be calm the whole day. For myself, internally. You acquire Olam Haza for yourself. So last night I said to my daughter, did you notice I was calm the whole Friday? She says, no. I said, no. No, I don't get any credit. But Hashem knows. It's so hard to break your teva. I'm a real person. I'm telling you such lofty, nice things. I'm a regular person. Last week I was crying when I sliced the pomegranate. I said, Hashem, I was so internally not at peace. I felt so pressed for time. Please let the seeds be red. Let the salad be good. This is what I'm saying when I'm crying. Because when you cry anyway, Pinchas says, you may as well David. Please let me have as many mitzvos as the pomegranate. So then when I opened the pomegranate, it was red and beautiful. I said, wow, you answered my tefillah. Please answer all of our tefillahs. Let the Arabs stop killing us. Let there be shalom. Okay? And I'm crying. So I was so calm this whole Friday. Even though inside I felt some turmoil. Baruch Hashem. I said to her, did you know? She says, no. Okay, but Hashem notices. Hashem knows. Ezu Gibra Koveshus Yisrael. And the one who is Koveshus Yetzer, we just read on Shabbos, is stronger than a mighty warrior. He who goes out to battlefield, he's very good. He's Geshmak. He could have medals and purple hearts and decorated soldier. I don't care what he has. You're stronger. You're stronger. And the Ribon Hashem notices. Im ein anili mili. Who's going to be calm if I'm not calm? Ukisha anila. Atzmi ma'ani. But if I'm only for myself. If I live a life isolated, if I think Talmud Torah kenega kulam, and I have two scales, and Torah outweighs everything, ma'ani, what kind of life are you living if you live only for yourself? V'imlo achshav emasai. Maybe I should have Fridays till 120 years, but only Hashem knows what's coming. How many opportunities are you going to have to be mitakein, misaking yourself? Only the Ribon Hashem knows. Sham Sherfal Hirsch says it's only through man's own efforts, im ein ani li mili, that man can attain spiritual fitness and moral worth. You want to be spiritually fit and morally worthy, it's through your own efforts. They are the most essential attributes to which we can aspire. It is primarily upon man, his own diligence, his own efforts, his own good sense, that he must depend to preserve the dignity and the worldly needs of himself. True, others can help you in your endeavors, but without earnest effort on your own part, man will not be able to acquire or to keep what he has gained. Ernest, it's hard. I gave you that example because it's a real personal example. I'm just a regular person in my kitchen preparing for Shabbos. I feel like saying to myself, imagine you had a full-time job, more than full-time. You're speaking 7 times on Shavuos, and you have all your other work. And one day a week comes, you can't work the whole day. It's hard. It's a nisayon for me. It's hard. Baruch Hashem, I have other things to prepare in my kitchen, in my home, in my Shabbos table. I'm telling you this because I'm just a regular, real person. We have to break our teva. Im ein anili mili. Your own moral worth comes from you. That's it. Others can help you in your endeavor, says Rav Sham Shem Falhirsch. But only you can break your nature. Only you can be misaken in your midos. Only you can measure yourself as a man. And even if nobody else notices, God notices. However, kisha ani la atzmi ma ani, says Rav Hirsch, you may become who you are by the dint of your own efforts. But you must never say, my own efforts, I have become what I am. I will use my attainments for myself alone. No. Only when in selfless devotion he actively works to create, to establish, to increase happiness and prosperity of fellow men, then he is a true human being in the image of God. Shanila Atzmi Mandi of her says, if you don't work to increase the prosperity, happiness, contentment, and well-being of fellow human beings, you're not really a human being in the image of God. If he exists for himself alone, of what value is man? And finally, imlo achshav emasai, never put off accomplishing the human calling for yourself, for others, for you. Every moment of life shall be devoted to the task of spiritual betterment. Do you know whether indeed you will have another moment with which to do the work? It's not for naught that the sages tell us, first of all, b'derech sh'adam motzei leich b'molichin oso. You want to go, tell Hashem, leave here. Hashem, help me. Pick a nekuda in bein adam lechaveru that's difficult for you. A person that's difficult for you. You should be mekabel. And then daven. Hashem, help me. B'mida sh'adam modeid, modeid lo. We saw that unbelievable piece of Gemara. The way in which you measure others, heaven will measure you in return. But also tell Hashem, I want to be better, I want to be different, I want to see the chain in your world, in my neighbors, in my friends, in my family, in my community, in my shul. Help me see the good. Tell him. He's going to help you. Bali Tahir Messiah also. If you want to be purified, David, you will be helped. And finally, if none of this works, you think when you do the chesed, you think you're helping someone else. Really, they're giving you a chance to change yourself and acquire olam haba. And therefore, your life will be better. La olam haba, and wait till you get to the next world. Bikur cholim, achnasas kalal, vayis ameis, chaliv v'chas, we should never know. Kibur ava'eim, achnasas archim, v'talmud Torah k'negakulim. The jacket's only gonna look good on you if everything else matches. So I wish us all, birkas hedya, si'ata d'shmaya, to accomplish our goals. So in these last few days of the camp, we could talk or come to the mountain. Hashem's going to say, look at the achdus, and look at the love. These people are ready for the beautiful jacket of Torah because everything else matches. Thank you for coming out on the Sunday morning. I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you, ladies.